So here we go. Iran has threatened to unleash 1,500 missiles against the state of Israel if it launches a revenge attack. And we have the Christian church as a whole, ignorant of who the true children of Israel are, ignorant of biblical theology, ignorant of Yahweh's will, and ignorant of Yahweh's people. They somehow think that they're going to see some type of grandiose protection for the state of Israel when the state of Israel is not even an entity that reflects anything that exists in the Bible. No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but Israel just may be destroyed in front of the whole world because it's not going to be protected. Not at all. The only protection it will have is its own weapons and firepower. This is the unadulterated truth. I don't know what else to tell you. The Zionists are going to have their empire destroyed. That's a fact. And they've done it to themselves. The United States, with its corrupt self, should stay out of it. Go read your Bible and learn who the true children of Israel actually are. And when the war comes to the homeland, this homeland also will receive no divine protection from the hand of the Most High. This nation, too, has abandoned and spat in the face of the Most High. In some other time, we'll discuss what it even means to be a Christian nation. What is the definition of Christianity, as opposed to what message Yeshua gave to his disciples to carry throughout the world? What does Christianity have to do with the teachings of the Most High and the teachings of Yeshua, the Christ? Upon forensic research, one will come to discover that there is no connection between the two. Even Yeshua himself said, when the Son of Man returns to the earth, will he find emunah? The English Bibles translated that as faith, and people don't even understand what the word faith means. They think that faith means their religion. No, emunah means loyalty. Loyalty to what? Loyalty to what Yeshua died for, resurrected for, what he taught, what he disseminated to his disciples. Faithfulness to what Yahweh gave to him to give to us. When the Son of Man returns to the earth, will he find emunah? Will he find faithfulness? Will he find loyalty? If he returned today, there's about what? Maybe half of 1% loyalty to what he taught on this earth amongst the Christian religion. So the answer is no. He's not going to find loyalty amongst a large religious body called the Christian Church, in Catholicism and Christianity as a whole, Protestantism, etc., etc., etc. And the children of Israel have also strayed, as they always have. And I'm talking about the authentic children of Israel. We're not talking about proselytes. We're not talking about Gentiles who are converts to what they feel as though is a Hebrew religion. However, that which they've converted to is not even Hebrew. It's Europeanized. It's bastardized. It's hybridized. it is illegitimate if it's compared to what Abraham, our father, left behind. Moses, what he left behind. Yeshua, what he left behind. There is no comparison. Anyway, let us get back to this and close this down. Iran has vowed to strike the state of Israel, the Gentile state of Israel, with 1,500 missiles if Israel engages in a revenge attack, or if Israel launches a revenge attack. The new threat that Iran poses could see 1,460 missiles hurled at Israel as world leaders hold their breath to see if an uncontrollable war breaks out in the Middle East. Iran's Supreme National Security Council vowed to retaliate if the State of Israel launches a counterstrike, for which IDF plans have already been drawn up. The council issued a chilling warning that said if the Zionist regime persists in its evil actions against Iran by any means and to any extent, it will face a response at least tenfold greater and of similar nature. Tehran unleashed a disturbing attack against Israel on Saturday night, launching 110 ballistic missiles, 36 cruise missiles, and 185 attack drones. An attack 10 times the size would see over 3,300 weapons launched at the State of Israel, including more than 1,400 missiles. Israeli President Isaac Herzog, which is German, Herzog, that's a German last name, nothing Hebrew about it, nothing Israeli about it, nothing Shemitic about it, it's pure European, it's pure Ashkenazi, it's pure Japhethic. But anyway, Israeli President Isaac Herzog described the ambush as a declaration of war. And the United Nations has since warned the Middle East is on the brink. Come on, sir. War has already been declared when you struck their embassy. So anyway, Herzog said, it is time the world faces this empire of evil in Tehran, as Western leaders fear of an all-out war across the region. Fears of an all-out war across the region spark calls for restraint. Fears of an all-out war across the region spark calls for restraint. United States illegitimate President Joe Biden is said to fear a catastrophic escalation if Israel does decide to hit back at Iran after the unprecedented aerial attack. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, has approved plans for an offensive against Iran. And corrupt Netanyahu's war cabinet met for the second time today to deliberate. Government spokesman David Mintzer said afterwards, the country retains all its options. Government spokesman David Mintzer said afterwards, the country retains all its options. He said, we reserve the right to do everything in our power, and we will do everything in our power to defend this country. Well, if an all-out war does break out, this may turn out to be the opportunity that was needed to absolutely level and destroy the Dome of the Rock and to level flat the Al-Aqsa Mosque upon that destruction. Afterwards will follow the rapid construction of the Third Temple. And after that, if that happens, what we can be looking for is the emergence of the anti-Mashiach. No, it's not going to force Christ to come back. We had all these fake prophets, these phony prophets and prophetesses talking about the eclipse was going to bring about the rapture and cause Yeshua to come back prematurely. There is nothing going to cause Yeshua to come back except for the will of the Father. And Yeshua already said, no man knows the day, the time, nor the hour in which he will return. The Father knows these things, not you. So anyone who has disrespected Yeshua's doctrine has proven themselves to be anti-Christ in spirit themselves. And anyone who is a true, astute, adept disciple of Yeshua already knows not to listen to such foolishness. Anyway, we'll discuss this further in the very near future. Also, Mr. Zelensky is now begging the United States to shoot down Russian missiles like they did for the state of Israel. Very interesting. And we have another headline. Iran vows to strike Israel with a weapon that has never been used before. What it is? Well, we don't know. But I can tell you one thing. The European Ashkenazi Zionist will not have any type of divine protection for the God whom they serve is not even the God of the Bible. And the Talmud upon which they base their life is not even a part of the Bible or authorized by the architect and God of the Bible. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.